This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show at 6:38. Thursday morning, it's
Thursday.
No, we haven't gotten to play any of our fun little games and clips. Because
it's Thursday.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you, Morgan.
Oh, there we go. See, we're playing all our fun little games. So fun. All right, let's do the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Radio.com app. Get the Radio.com app and stream Alice all day.
Do it.
Last I heard, it's free. So why not, right?
Yeah. Take us wherever you go. Thing. And don't ever turn it off.
And then get that on and rip the knob off or whatever they say. Mm-hmm. So listen, today we're looking at mostly sunny skies. There'll be some clouds and increasing clouds tomorrow. And it looks like there's rain in the forecast for the weekend. So
I got a 90% chance on Saturday.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
Bring it on. Give me some rain.
So we were, oh boy, I grabbed the wrong Kyle.
Uh-oh.
Good. So we had a little field trip yesterday and went up to the city. I drove up and, I just wanted to mention, because San Francisco is back in sort of a stay at home order, it was a ghost town.
Yep.
So weird. Like I've always loved that approach coming from the south, headed north, seeing the skyline. It's one of the things that sort of, in general, would amp me up every morning as I'm getting ready to go do the show.
Yeah.
Driving in. Oh, there's the city. Yeah, let's go. So it was nice to see not only your lovely faces, but also just see the skyline. But weirdly, it's a ghost town, everyone. Yikes. So that's the status there.
Plenty of parking, though.
Yeah. No, there is. You're right.
If you're ever looking for a parking space in San Francisco, now's the time.
I realize,
don't get out of your car, though.
still, people are working and on the roads. There were plenty of people driving around. But what I wanted to show you here, so those of you in your car, you won't get to see it. This is from the San Francisco Chronicle. Coronavirus cases soar in the Bay Area and California. And you can see on this graph the spike. It's sort of, they put Thanksgiving as the date, but it already seemed to be increasing as we...
Oh, yeah, it did.
Did you see that spike?
Yes, absolutely.
Right over the top of the
you can't even... Thing. Right, it's not even...
So, California was doing great. We were all doing great. We all did our part. We brought the numbers down, and for whatever reason, we are just absolutely sick with this coronavirus right now. So, hopefully, if you're going out into it, wear a mask. It looks like right now a lot of people are catching this and spreading this to each other. So, yikes. That's now, the status there.
As we see each other yesterday, now's the time to lock down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So, from that to this.
All right.
Let me do a couple fast facts for
you. Oh,
I love
fast facts.
Fast facts.
What a fun game.
We know this because we give stuff away here at our radio. Used to. We will again, I'm sure.
Well, we're doing Christmas trees. Mm-hmm. Today's, I think, the last day of that.
There you go. When Oprah, this is a fast fact, everyone. When Oprah gave everyone in her audience a car back in 2004, they all had to pay tax on those cars. Mm-hmm. They all owed the IRS about $6,000. So here's a gift.
Everyone, yeah.
And you'll have to pay the tax on that.
Yep.
So I imagine there were people who just sold the car in order to, you know, pay the tax, and then now I've got some cash in my pocket.
Oh, Brian,
well done.
Everybody gets a car.
Everybody pays a bunch of taxes.
Mm-hmm.
It is sort of a weird thing if somebody gives you something to have to. But is it because it was considered winnings? Like, aren't there different tax rates on that? Well, whatever it is, that's what a pain in the ass that is. I always wondered about that on some of these shows where they basically give someone a new house.
Well, when you do your taxes, you have to put the value of that item down as payment for something. Or right. Maybe there's a separate category where it's a winnings thing. But either way, it goes into your taxes as revenue.
Right.
So then you
income.
End up owing money on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. It's really, frankly, very simple. It's just that if you're not a winner of things often, you wouldn't know. You'd have thought, I won.
Right.
Wait, what?
Weren't they only like $12,000 cars, too?
They weren't
super high-end, but
no,
I just thought, boy, the taxes on them. Because certainly if they had taxed it at people's income rates, it wouldn't have been $6,000.
I don't know.
Unless it was,
can't say.
Yeah.
I know that I won something a long time ago and gave it away because I was like so poor at the time. The reality
was... Is this a trip
was,
to Russia to see the Rolling
was.
Stones or
yep.
something?
Yeah, I won it on a radio station.
How much do they want in taxes on that?
I don't know because I found out I don't have money for a trip to Russia. B, I don't know anything about Russia, but I'm not sure it's safe for traveling to based on our government's relations, which at the time weren't great. They got a little better, and then I feel like they've backslid completely back to not great at all, right?
Yeah, I don't know, and I'm not going to take any chances, so.
Right. Yeah, I just was like, I'm getting.
I'd love to go
thing.
To Russia someday, though. It's, you know.
It was a neat trip. I'm sure the people who went loved it, but I was too broke to deal with that.
The
anyway.
Cars she gave away were worth $28,500.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Pontiac G6.
Wow.
No.
That's actually a pretty pricey car. And that was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But so if you could come up with the $6,000, you could keep the car. It was like getting a brand new car for $6,000. But most people don't have $6,000 sitting around
right.
to spend on a car.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah.
He started the Volcano Worshippers Club at his high school in California. And he says... We didn't actually worship volcanoes, but the school had to put us in the yearbook. So we got an extra photo in there.
Oh, what fun.
So I guess this was, you know, a nerd's way of getting in extra photos. And it's very smart, actually, when you think about it. You know, all the jocks are getting their pictures in the thing. And here you are. You just outsmart them.
Here's a bunch
of
nerds.
Start a
we're
club.
We're volcano worshipers.
Yeah. We're
Hello?
Into it.
What, do you got something against us?
There's a new hero in the universe.
Uh-oh. Who is it?
Jupiter, of all things.
What's
Jupiter's gravity field is so huge that it acts like a vacuum cleaner and sucks away things like comets, asteroids, and debris that would otherwise hit and destroy the Earth.
Okay.
So all these years, you know, as we sit and love Uranus, we've ignored... The true universe's hero, Jupiter. I still love Uranus, but, you know, I got to give some props to Jupiter now.
Uranus appreciates it.
What'd you say about Uranus?
It appreciates it.
Oh, all right. Google's year in search is out. So here are some of the top searches this year. The top 10 searches were election results, coronavirus, Kobe Bryant, coronavirus updates, coronavirus symptoms.
Oh.
Zoom. What is this Zoom thing?
Mm. Well, we all know
who
now.
Is winning the election? Naya Rivera, Chadwick
right.
Boseman,
and
PlayStation 5 round out your top 10 searches on Google
Dead people,
for
coronavirus,
2020.
Coronavirus, politics, and an escape from all of that with the PlayStation.
The top hard news searches were election results, coronavirus, stimulus checks, unemployment, and Iran.
Ooh. Let's just check on Iran real quick while we're here Googling things. What's going on over there?
The top recipes we searched for. Sourdough bread. Whipped coffee.
Ooh.
Disney churro. Dole whip. And double tree cookie.
Dole whip? What's a dole whip?
Whip.
What is
I don't know.
Is it like cool
I have no
whip?
Idea.
But it's dole whip? Whip.
You want to hear something crazy?
Yes,
I do.
Now
that I'm thinking of dole. Do you remember when I went to Hawaii and there was a lady who got hit by one of the giant dole trucks? She got run over.
Certainly do.
And I had been at a surf spot called Honolulu Bay, and it's one of my favorite places to go. And I was there looking at the surf. I was actually there for the Y2K New Year.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So I went with my girlfriend at the time and a couple other couples, and we got a big place. This was before Airbnb, but that's basically what we did, was rented a place.
Somebody's house.
Right. And unbeknownst to me, there was going to be a proposal there as well that
whole
weekend.
Thing.
And,
right.
Yeah, it was a big thing. Anyway, I go and I check surf first thing that morning, and as I'm headed back to the place with my little cup of coffee, and this truck cut a turn on that road, and two bike riders, both women, one of them, he cut the turn and pinched them off. They couldn't go anywhere except under the wheels. So this lady got run over by a truck, and I was the first one on the scene.
Both ladies got hit, or just
no,
one lady?
No, one of the ladies clearly was able to stop. God. She was the one, if you remember when I told you the story, she was so hysterical, and I just said, you got to get out of here. Go stand 100 feet from where I am right now. You're not helping your friend. You're absolutely terrifying her. Get out. So I got rid of her, and the truck driver weirdly stayed nowhere. It was like this weird thing. He had to get on the phone and then just didn't come anywhere near the person that he'd just... It was weird. It was a whole scene. Anyway, that surf spot last week was the scene of a women's pro surf contest. A shark attacked a person, not one of the women pro surfers, and the news broke today that the guy died.
Was he just out watching this?
It was the day of the surf contest, the morning. They were about to start the contest. He was a local.
Oh, my God.
Some kind of spectator. It was some dude. But this happened. They canceled the contest. They said, he's okay. He's in the hospital. The news broke today that he died from his injuries.
That's
so
terrible.
So, first of all, rest in peace. But
right.
I was reminded of it from the Dole Whip.
That spot is cursed.
It's actually one of the most beautiful spots in the whole wide world. But yes, the ocean does have sharks in it. And unfortunately, that guy got hit. Back to the Dole Whip. I don't know.
Dole Whip is a soft serve that they serve at Disneyland. It's made from the Dole pineapples.
That's what made me think of it, as Dole truck ran that lady over. That's
so you're
why.
Saying that they, what is it, like whipped cream and Dole? Ooh, excuse me.
You haven't heard that in a long time. I don't know what they make it from. I've had it before at that.
And
little...
is it creamy, pineapple-y deliciousness?
It's ridiculous. Hold on, let me show
you. It's
at
the tiki room.
Picture of it.
Oh, the tiki room.
At the tiki.
Oh, that does look good.
Oh, that boy, I would freaking stuff that into my head hole.
There's always a huge line just for that. People think it's for the tiki room. No, it's for the Dole Whip.
I want that.
Something about not
just for that.
Having to get on a boat or a plane or however it gets here. The pineapple in Hawaii is 20 to 50% better than it is even here. It's
I wonder
incredible.
If it's because they know when a pineapple is ripe.
Oh,
like,
probably.
They are the
right?
experts on that.
Mm-hmm.
And have so much of it that they can just take the ripe ones. Man,
back to our Google searches. How to make. Here's what people look for.
Right.
How to make hand sanitizer. How to make a face mask. Did you hear that? Did I report it? I don't know where I heard it. If your hand sanitizer is freezing now that things have gotten cold, it's not hand sanitizer.
You did
it's
report that.
Oh, okay, good.
It's not
good.
Effective. If it freezes, it doesn't have enough alcohol
if it's
in it.
It's in your car and it froze, that's a problem. Face mask. How to make whipped coffee. How to make a mask with a banana.
Must be bandana.
Oh.
Does it actually say bandana there?
It does. I just was, as my usual.
I'll show you how to make a mask with a banana. You're not going to like it.
What? How to make a mask without sewing, also on the list of big searches here. And let me see if there's any other work.
There's an easy way to do that with a couple of hair ties and a bandana to make an adjustable mask that you don't have to sew.
Well, I have a challenge for you. Make a mask with a banana. Now you're on to something.
Yeah. Brenda's already found it. Mm-hmm. I was actually thinking you peel it, shove it in your mouth, and just pull the four corners of the banana up under your fifth time behind your head.
Oh, look at you go. I think that's how you kill yourself. That's suffocating, isn't it?
That's not, okay. I don't know.
The virtual searches, virtual museum tours, virtual Kentucky Derby, virtual learning, and virtual NBA fans. These were the people on the screens. Mm-hmm. At the games that got to be shown on the television broadcast.
A lot of poster people in the world today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Sometimes the noise that it's like someone's not paying attention to, because they're piping in stadium noise. I don't know if you've really noticed it on the broadcast. And sometimes I'm like, no one's paying attention to that feed. It's got nothing to do with what's happening. And sometimes one time it was like all staticky. I'm like, what am I listening to? Come on, people, step up your fake crowd noise game.
Look, somebody's got to go get a snack.
That's true.
At some point in these long games.
They get a little cranky without a snack.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys wrote. Frozen pineapple chunks, pineapple juice, vanilla ice cream. There's your Dole Whip.
That sounds so good.
And yes, confirm what Nicole said, Dole Whip is similar to sorbet, and it's huge at Disneyland.
Huge.
Huge. So good. I want some right now.
Oh, look at all the people who wrote about Dole Whips. It's a lot. There's clearly a lot of fans.
Well, obviously, it was a top search. I mean, Dole Whip. I'm going to look it up right now. I might need some Dole Whip today.
When we won that trip to Tahoe to come hang with you guys at the Ritz, we had to claim that on our taxes. Totally worth it. I got to ski with Vin and Bryn winning. Yeah. Oh, that's from Tommy.
Oh, hey, what up, Tommy? Mm.
Yeah, we hung out.
I wonder how much people had to pay for that. That's actually, that bums me out. But well, I guess. I think it's prizes over $600 you have to claim.
Mm-hmm.
I won a trip to Vegas in 2017 from Alice, and the trip was estimated at $4,000, and I had to pay taxes on it. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, I think they usually will tell you that before you accept it, so
right.
It's not a total surprise, because I'm pretty sure that's how I found out when I won something, like, you're going to need to, and I went, I don't think you understand. I don't have a dollar.
Yeah, I can't really help you.
There isn't
this.
A dollar. Not
if you want me to go, you're going to have to come up with the money.
Right.
I'll go. I'll go if you want me to.
Uh-huh. I will.
Isn't that funny that you won a big trip to radio? Like, you didn't even know you were ever going to be in radio.
No, and I didn't know that I was going to even be... I've told you the story. I was working in retail. I was a surf shop manager, and I'm at the store, and one of my reps comes running in. These are the people who rep different clothing companies. He comes running in, and he's on the road all the time. So he listens to 91X, the radio station in San Diego that we always had on at the shop. And he comes running in, and he goes, "You got to dial this number right now." And I dialed it, and I freaking won. I didn't know that I wasn't even participating.
Why didn't you just hand the guy the phone and be like...
He just said, "Dial this number." I did, and then I was on the phone, and it rang, and I'm like, oh, that's weird. It's ringing. Hold on. And then, of course, you know how that goes. The DJ answers. I'm like, what? Oh, yay.
I hope you gave him some good audio.
I'm sure. You know how loud I can be. Come on. But anyway, that the guy who went on the trip was the rep that we won it together. And I was like, I got to tap out. So
he did go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize. Okay.
No,
wow.
I mean, I won it, but he ended up going. And I was like, I can't. Again, I have no dollars. Will Surf Wax cover the taxes? Because that's all I've got. Anyway. people are celebrating that Vin lost his dad bod. No, I still have a dad bod. I just can fit in my pants.
His old dad bod pants.
Right. Anyway, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
You know, I think I'm going to mix and match because I had sort of a 6 o'clock break and a 7 o'clock break. And as you know, the 6 o'clock break went out the window due to technical difficulties and stories that we just couldn't wait to tell. So I'll start with Nicolas Cage. I think I might try to get to Charlize Theron. There's a few things in there right after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.